Let's bring in Mike Cozzi, Check Sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So you watched a little NASCAR last night, huh?
Yeah, there wasn't much else on. It was pretty interesting stuff.
Well, Ryan Newman, thank God, escaped with his life and some serious injuries, but he's
good. I don't know
how. Yeah, that's, you see the video of that, and you just, they build as much safety now into these cars as possible, it makes the difference, because if you look at that at face value, you say, geez, no one survived that.
Not only did he skid on his head, but after he bounced off the wall, he got hit right where he sits by the oncoming car. And that's at 200 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It's amazing he's alive.
Last lap of the race.
Last 2,000 feet of the race.
Yeah.
He had the lead. He had the lead and spun. Unbelievable.
Well, anyways, he's okay.
I don't know about being okay. They just said he's going to survive. That doesn't sound good. They didn't say he's going to be 100%. They didn't say anything like that. They said his injuries are not life-threatening, that he will survive. So surviving is one thing. To the extent of a quality of life is another.
All
right. Not saying much about it.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
I watched. There was a couple of little things on last night. I watched North Carolina play Notre Dame, and I was happy. It was in the second half. North Carolina was winning by 10. They lost. Man, it ain't bad this year. They were up 10 against Notre Dame and lost the game. So. Not a good year in North Carolina.
All right. Mike Trout spoke out yesterday in Major League Baseball against...
Yeah, well, you know, these guys, they like shooting their lip.
Yeah.
You know what? The Astros have guys that throw a ball, too.
Yeah.
So Mike Trout and all these other guys, when they start spitting teeth, maybe they're going to shut up. And it's getting to be really stupid, because with gambling now... betting establishments have placed an over-under on how many Astros are going to get hit this year. Well, this can be solved real quickly and easily. The first guy that gets hit pulls a Bert Campanaris. You remember what Bert Campanaris did?
Yep.
Shortstop for the A's when they played the Mets. He got hit, didn't like it. His bat went flying right through the pitcher's mound. That's what's going to happen here. And the commissioner has no guts. The commissioner is calling the World Series trophy a piece of metal, so he has no clue what he's even talking about, but we've already established that. They have to come out before the first spring training game, which is this week, and say, if these guys get hit intentionally, the pitcher will be suspended for the season. That'll stop it real quick, but let's see if the commissioner has enough guts to do it. Because just because of what happened, and I stand firmly by saying that other teams did the same thing, doesn't give you the right to throw a ball at 95 miles an hour at somebody. And people that are saying it's okay, they've never seen what 95 miles an hour looks like, and they probably never got hit with a baseball in their life, except maybe in Little League when it was floating in. Go stand in front of a car and get hit with it going 95 miles an hour, and then you tell me if you want to get hit with a baseball going 95 miles an hour.
And saying that it's a piece of metal, first of all, it's an insult to the players that play for it, because that's all they play for,
supposedly.
But that piece of metal...
They play for money, but that's the reason why, to win a championship.
That piece of metal costs between $15,000 and $20,000 each year.
By the way, it's named the Commissioner's Trophy.
Yeah.
Totally clueless.
What an idiotic statement.
He is an idiot. Yeah. They said it... One of the players said it last week. He's an idiot. The pitcher on the Reds, Bauer, he is an idiot. When you got somebody like this running the show, you can expect a lot of trouble. How he doesn't come out and say anything about this over-under of getting hit at 83.5 is beyond me.
Well, that's the whole thing. The problem with what the league did here, these investigations that take longer than Watergate, okay, first of all, and then they go on, and then they release part one just before the start of the season, okay? And it's an incomplete release and blah, 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 blah. They leave a million holes open. And there's still another part, another shoe that's going to drop. The Red Sox have to enter this season knowing that they're under investigation for a couple of years ago. And it's opened up a really – I'm not saying that they shouldn't have dealt with it, but they didn't deal with it in any way, manner, shape, or form that was correct. It's just a horrible black eye for baseball once again.
That's all that happens when you have a leader that can't lead.
Yeah. Just a black eye for baseball. Just amazing.
It's ridiculous. Can you imagine – I don't know. Well, Verlander's kind of old school. Do you think Verlander's going to stand there and let his guys get hit? Do you really think that's going to happen?
Nope. And what did the NFL do when players started targeting other players? They fired the coach that allowed it. Remember that?
Yep. Glanville.
No. The defensive guy for New Orleans who's now ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But wasn't Glanville involved in that? No, it was Buddy Ryan.
Yeah, it was Buddy. But anyway, so they fired. You know, he was banned for the league for a year. A year.
And Buddy Ryan didn't get too many jobs after that either, did he?
No. So I mean,
it's a can of worms that baseball's allowing to happen. You can't do this.
One of the great things about baseball has been and always has been that any beef between the players have always been settled between the lines.
Yep.
Always.
But, you know, the same thing happens in hockey, but people are outraged that they fight. But guess what, folks?
It's always settled.
It's going to get ugly this year.
Yeah, it's always between the lines. It doesn't involve people in administrative posts who have no idea what it's like to be between the lines.
And you know what the bad thing about it is? The Astros are going to be determined to be the villains in this because they're the ones that are going to get hit, and they're the ones that are going to retaliate, and they're going to say that they shouldn't. And I'll go back to what I said about 5 minutes ago. If you never got hit by a 90, 95-mile-an-hour fastball, you have no way to speak about it. None.
Here's a good way to put it. Have someone take a Turkish towel that is dry, okay?
No, hit yourself in the hand with a hammer.
And flick the Turkish towel at your rear end very
softly.
No,
that's got nothing to do with it, Marshall. That's a towel. A baseball is a hard, like a rock. Get a hammer and hit your hand with it. Hit your arm with it. Hit your leg with it. See how that feels.
Yeah. So anyways, what a way to start off the season for Major League Baseball. And like I said,
ridiculous. Absolutely awful. Like I said, first spring training games are this Saturday. And you know there's going to be a plethora of cameras at the first game the Astros play just because they want to see people get hit.
And like I said, the second shoe hasn't even dropped yet.
You don't know when it's gonna.
Yeah, that's the other thing. All right. Anything else? Anything else to talk about in sports?
I think we covered it.
You know what I've gotten into watching, Googling on the internet, and it's these MMA fights. Oh my God! And there's arenas packed with 25,000 and 30,000 people to see these. My God.
Gladiator fight.
You want to talk about
without the weapons.
Oh, my God. I'm talking both the men and the women.
Oh, my God.
You look at the ring starts off. It's perfectly – at the end of the night, it's stained from blood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, my God.
Yes,
I started saying to myself, holy smokes. And people used to complain about boxing.
This is worse.
Far worse.
Exactly. And people complain boxing was too brutal. What do you call this? And this is acceptable.
Oh, my God.
You're getting kicked and hacked and kneed and...
I can't believe it. Anyways. Yeah. All right, well, check on sports. I guess we'll check in and see what else develops with Major League Baseball tomorrow.
We'll see.
All right, Mike, take care.
Have a great day, guys.
I'm Mike Kosky with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.